Day. The Parsha has something very interesting about it. We know by every Parsha at the end it is mentioned the number of psukim, for instance, that there are in the Parsha, and a siman and a manik for that number. But of all 54 parshios, Pekudei is the only one that doesn't have it. So Rosh Hashiva Shlita, first as Purim Torah, he said, being that Purim is in the year, you have other bays, and he mentioned that being Pekudei is numbering. We have enough numbers. But on the serious side, he said we could say that we know the Mishkan was finished Chafei Kislev, Chanukah time. But Hashem did not say to put it up until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is Shmini Lamiluin. So, actually, in that period of time in between, was in limbo, hidden, for whatever reasons Hashem had. And therefore, we can say that since the number of days that you have from when it was finished, put up the next day, and then taken down till Rosh Chodesh Nisan would be 92 days. And that is the number of Pesukim that are in Pekudei, symbolizing, just as the Mishkan was hidden for this period of time, so also the Pesukim are hidden. Also, for the Siman, Rosh Hashiva Shlita said, as we know, the Mishkan was a Mashkin, as Rashi brings down. That's why it's mentioned twice, HaMishkan, Mishkan Oedus, to show the remez to the two Bati Mikdoshim that were a Mashkin also for the Avelis of Bnei Yisrael, that instead of Chas V'Shalom having to destroy Bnei Yisrael, Hashem destroyed the Bati Mikdoshim. And of course we have to say that the only way that could work, if the Yidden, which we know they did, took it to heart that it was so painful, and the Tsar that was able to be a kapara for the Averis also, because of the unbelievable Tsar when they saw the destruction and all that came with it. So therefore, there is another word that means mashkin also in the Torah, and that is avot. Or avot, with the hey ayidia, is 92. And that would be the simon for the number of pesukim in the parasha. I would like to say also one possible reason for this time that it wasn't put up immediately, that we can say it was preparation for the Yidden. Also, the fact when you have that suspense, it's not right away. The chasen and kala become chasen and kala, and the next day is the wedding. It's different than when there's a time and you're looking forward for that momentous occasion. It's Ma'orim Yisra Hashem, the highest madrigas. Chazal also say that the Churban came when Bnei Yisrael were over the 36 creases in the Torah. And Rav Shiva points out that that's an Eile. A gematria of Eile is 36. That's the Eile Pekudei HaMishkan. You could also learn Hakad is from missing, as we see other places in Chumash. No Nifkad Nimenu Ish. That is when the 36 creases would be transgressed, that they would be lacking because of Churban, the Mishkan, the Batei Mikdashim. The Baal HaTurim points out that Mishkan is Gematria 410, Remez to the first Beis HaMikdash, which was 410 years. And the Rosh Hashiva Shlita points out, we can say that HaMishkan is a Remez to the second Beis HaMikdash. Of course, HaMishkan is Begmatria 415. Well, the other 5 years, which the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni lasted, 420, we can say that's symbolized by the five things that were missing in the second Beis HaMikdash, as the Gemara Yuma says. And that was the Aron, the Shekhinah, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Urim B'Tumim, and the Yesh Min HaShemayim. Rashi says on Mishkan Eidus, that what was this Eidus? To show the Madrege that Bnei Yisrael were, that if they weren't deserving, of course, the Shekhinah would not have been Sheira. And that's to show the Bnei Yisrael's Madrege that they deserved it. Rosh Hashiva points out another point of the Eidus, the Mice and the Gemara, that a guy came over to one of the Chazal and tried to say Chas v'Shalom the Moshe Rabbeinu took some of the money, difference in count. But of course the Mishkan is the Eidus for that also, because we understand that Eile Fekudei HaMishkan, that these are the counts perfectly. Why? Because if it was not that, if Chas v'Shalom someone took anything from the building fund or whatever, the Shekhinah would not have been Sheira and such an edifice of project. The Moshe, Darash Moshe points out also that the connection in the next Pesukim of Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur and Eliyahav ben Achisamach was to tell us that also, that the Pekudei HaMishkan was not only in the count and the cheshbin of all the trumas that Bnei Yisrael brought, but the artisans, the workers of the project, anyone who participated, gave it din the cheshbin of their own, that they used their kaychos benafshom to the best of their ability. That was also given over to Moshe Rabbeinu, that all should see and know v'yisim nekiyim me'ashem u'mi'yisrael. In Pasuk Chavav, as we see, the Machatzis HaShekel was also called Beka. Rosh Hashiva Shlita points out that the letters of Beka also form Egev. As we know from Parsha Segev, the Rashi, from Chazal, that it's the mitzvah that Adam dosh ba'akevav, that a person treads upon because they don't think it's worth it, Chas v'Shalom. They think there's nothing to it. Not to worry about. Chas v'Shalom ignored it. And just this is what it's being meramis to us here also. That this machatzis shekel, machatzis shekel, not much money that Hashem requested here, but it's to tell you that that's the importance and the greatness of the Yidden when they didn't treat it lightly, but they gave it with their whole heart. That machatzis shekel, with all the kavanas, as we spoke about in the other parashios, totally lishma, they understood the value of even that. But of course Hashem doesn't need our money, he could work on his own also. It's to bring out the best of us that the mitzvahs are given, the Torah. And then when we realize that and carry it out, it becomes the letters also of Kva, Kvius, set. Do the Ritzein Hashem, the Kvius, when we realize that and appreciate and value even the smallest, so to speak, things. And then I would add, Mitzvah Hashem, that it will also Baka, to break through Averus, past misdeeds, break through the Mechitza, or any obstacle that prevents us from doing now or in the future, and make up for the past to fulfill what Hashem wants of us. In the beginning of Perek Lamed Tes, the pasuk before Sheni, it also mentions that they made the Bigdei Srod. And as Rashi gives an explanation, that he says these are the begodim that they used in order to cover the utensils, the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, of the Mishkan here. And Rosh Hashiva points out that we can also say Tzrod, besides which Rashi explains another parasha, that it comes from the Lashon of Remainder, Tzvidim, Tzvideish. And what is it pointing out? The fact that, as we know, it says in Bamidbar that the Levim were not allowed to see when they were covered, the utensils. They had to be already covered, or else, Chas v'Shalom, they would die. So we can say that that's also pshat in this. The big day Srod, what there is, that there should be a remainder, that the Levim shouldn't be Chas v'Shalom wiped out because of this. And I was thinking, Rashi was admired me to say, that we can also say that the kelim themselves, that they should be a threat. As we know, when you travel, you pack delicate things in order to be protected. They shouldn't be damaged, worn out. So it can also go on the kelim themselves, that there should be a remainder of those kelim, not any damage or from the elements. Of course, you might say Hashem would protect it, but we know Klal Gadol, like the Gemara says in Shabbos on the Beis Hamanada, Ein Samchin Al Anis. We have to do everything al pi teva. If the Anis has to be done or should be done, Hashem will take care of that. But we human beings have to do all in our power, al pi teva. And once we do that, then Hashem can perform all the miracles he will, that should be done. And as we see, for instance, in the Beis HaMikdash also, the two Shulchanos, for instance, by the Kevesh, one of gold that they placed the Kelim on, one of Shayish marble that they placed the Basar on. So of course, why wouldn't the one of Basar also made out of gold? Because that more readily makes the Basar to decay, spoil. Marble keeps it longer, fresh. It's the same point here also. We know that while one of the Nisim, as the Mishnah says, and others, was the Basar never got spoiled. But again, that's to show you that still we have to do all that we can in order to prevent that. Apiteva. Once we've done, the human being, all that he has to do, then Hashem could switch on, so to speak, the Nisim that have to be done. And that's a lesson in life for all of us, for anything. For any good thing, we have to always realize that even though it might seem impossible to do, we have to realize that any good thing to fulfill the Ritzon Hashem, we just have to worry about what we have to do. To do all in our koichos v'nafshayinu possible, and then it will be taken care of, the rest from Hashem. In Pasuk Chaf Aleph it says how the choshen and the eifod had to always be connected with the Pesiot Cheles. And Rosh Shiva Shlita points out that one reason we could say this was done was in order to show the fact that the Choshen, as we know, was for and symbolized Mishpat, justice. The Eifod symbolized was for Avodah, Avodas Hashem. The Eifod in the time of Tanakh, even Lahavdil, the Yibdi Avodah Zarah, would be the basic Beged, to be Makrib, a Korban. And that's why it symbolized the Avodah. And it's teaching us that true justice can only be when it's connected with the Avodas Hashem. What Hashem wants, not what the human wants. Because if it's what the human wants, it can change any time and be distorted. And that's the same point that the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, the Moshe, points out by Avraham Avinu and Avimelech Ma'ase Vitzara. When Avimelech complained to Avraham Avinu, why did he lie and say that Sarah was his sister? Said, we have justice here, laws. Why do you think you had to lie? And Avraham Avinu tells him, Rak ein yiras Elokim b'makom hazeh. Rak only. That's the only thing. Rak miut. This and only this. If this is missing, then everything is missing. When these laws that are man-made are not divinely inspired, divinely given, anything goes. As we know in our recent history, Rachman Litzlan with the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, the German people before considered so cultured, cultivated, educated, brilliant, civilized. But all that went out the window. All their laws that seemed so beautiful because it was based and founded and made by humans. The human animal, when it's not guided by Hashem. And that's what happened there. The laws, the Yetzirah wants it, and all the Aveiros become mitzvahs, and all the mitzvahs become Aveiros. They change to suit what they want. And that's the lesson here. The only way true justice can be done in the world that sticks and never changes and is always emes is Hashem's justice. In Pasuk Lamed, it mentions the tzitz and it's called Nezer HaKodesh. Rosh Hashiva Shlita pointed out that actually a crown is on top of the head. It's called Nezer HaKodesh, even though it was on the forehead. But what this is showing is the tzitz was symbolized for azus, impudence. And the Nezer HaKodesh is pointing out that that's what has to be done. To make impudence a Nezer HaKodesh, to crown it, the impudence itself, which is the forehead, symbolized by, like we see in the Gemara, Be'er, that the Bnei Yisrael are the biggest azim. But the Torah, Eish, HaTorah, the fire of the Torah, controls it. When they accept upon themselves the yoke of Kabbalah, or HaTorah, what Hashem wants them to do, then they know how to control their habits. To use it the best way. Like in all, everything, like the Michelta says, in the world, can be used for good or bad. So can Azus. When you use it the correct way and control it when it should be controlled, that's when it can become the Nezer HaKodesh of Keser Torah. Rosh Hashiva mentions, you see at the V, that the Pasukim go in order. If you bring the Mishkan, the Yoel, the Caleb, Joshav, making the Mechitzas around by the Kroshim, the roofs, and then goes from Kodesh Kedoshim forwards, and you notice that it says Beis Parochas Hamasach, and then that's the Pasuk Lamed Dalet. Afterwards, it says the Saron Eidus. Whereas really, you would think that first the Aron Eidus was put in, as we know, and then Baruchos HaMatzach afterwards, just like it says later on, Lamed Vav Info, and after that. It's HaShulchan Kelev, the Kelim there, in the Kodesh part, and then it says in Lamed Ches afterwards, Veis Masach Pesach Oil, and further on. So Rosh Shiv explains that we can say that Pasuk is being meramis to us, that whereas the other kelim were always there in the base, second base of Middash also, but it's showing us that There will be a time, Rachman Litzlan, when the Aron is not in the Kodesh Kedoshim, as in the second Beis Hamikdash, but it still has a din of a Beis Hamikdash, of course, as what's used. After Shishi, it mentions when it's being put up, the Mishkan, in Pasuk Chav Dalet, it says, "Vayotzem et hamnar ba'olam away nochach ha'shulchan al yerach ha'mishkan negbo." That the menorah was put up in the Kodesh, opposite the Shulchan, on the south side, whereas the Shulchan was on the north. That means that we would enter the Beis HaMikdash, the Shulchan would be on our right, and the menorah on our left, which would seem not to be the correct way, so to speak, because we would think the menorah symbolizing Torah would be on our right, and the Shulchan would be on our left. But the Rosh Hashanah in Kol Dodi explained that this is teaching us that if we look at it our way, when we enter, it's as we said, but coming from the other way, so to speak, Hashem, where the Aron is in Kodesh Kedoshim, the Shekhinah, it's on the Shekhinah's right, the Menorah. And that's what it's telling us. We have to understand and be very careful. What we think is our right might not very well be our right. It's only when we look in the eyes, the Torah, not our eyes to be prejudiced, whatever it is, but to think and be amel, to know the das, the ratzon of Hashem, we can surely be certain that we are doing the right thing. As it says in the pasuk of Shoftim, Lo tzos me'adavar ach yagidu lecha yamin u'smol. Even if they tell you your left is your right and your right is your left, it's only what Chazal tell us. Hashchina medaberes mipihem, that we know we're certain that we're doing the right, we're on the right side, it's from Hashem. And that's what we got to make sure of. Our eyes should become the eyes of Torah. Before Shlishi, the Parsha speaks about the stones that were placed, the gems in the Choshen, and as we know from the Midrashim, the stones were according to the Koichos, physical, Ruchnius, Gashmius of each Shevet, and that Hashem put into the Bria, as we know, certain kochos, each to fulfill its ideal destiny. And the stones, taking some of them, as the Rosh Hashiva points out, for instance, Odem, ruby, which is very simple to understand by the name itself, ruby, Reuben, Reuven, and red Odem, symbolizing the Pachat Kamayim nature of Reuven, which again could be used for good or for bad. Reuven slipped up, and again, of course, like all the Shiftei Kol, Tzadik, but because of that slip up, according to his Madrega, what was expected of him, So because of that pachas kamayim, he lost, for instance, the loyalty that could come from him. Maybe I would say, we can also say, Ulai, he was a redhead. As David HaMelech was a redhead, symbolized the Diodin. And, for instance, Rosh Hashiva points out, Nofech, which was the stone of Yehuda. Melech especially needs the Anivus, which is in those letters. Kofan, to bend. Nikaf also, and I would add also Kanaf, the end of the Beged, and Sapir for Yisachar, and members of the Sanhedrin, Seiflin from Sefer, and Yohalom Zebulun, who supported Yisachar through his seafaring, being a merchant, and that is also symbolized Lehayom, to the Yom. May we all, in Yetzer Hashem, use our fullest capabilities to do what Hashem wants of us. Kulay, Tamid Me'atav Yad Olam.